we're going to do a prophetic call out today. And so, for some of you, this is familiar. For some of you, this may not be familiar.
And so, one of the questions that comes to mind is, why are we doing this today? Well, we talked about God's love today, and that love gives, and that God gives gifts to his children. And I think that the gift of getting a prophetic word is a good thing to do at Christmas time. And so, but to kind of give you a little teaching on it here, just very, 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 very short, is that, because for some of you this might be new, is 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 says, "Pursue love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy." Verse 3 says, "But one who prophesies speaks to men for edification, exhortation, and consolation." So, prophecy is speaking what God is saying. Okay, and it's to encourage and to build people up. Prophecy will speak to what is currently going on with someone to encourage them. You know, I over the years, I have received a number of prophetic words over the years, both in the church and outside of the church, that spoke to things that were currently going on in my life. And these prophecies validated what I thought. They encouraged me in what was happening with me. And they brought revelation. They brought understanding about what was happening. But the people speaking these things to me had no way of knowing anything about me. I mean, these were strangers. People didn't know anything about me. And that's part of the power of getting the prophetic word, is because, you know, if you know enough about the person, you might say, "Oh, well, you know, you just knew that about me." But when somebody comes up to you, doesn't know you or doesn't know about your situation, and says, God, I feel like God is saying this to you," and it speaks right at your situation, that's powerful. That's powerful. And so, and the result is we feel encouraged and we feel uplifted. Now, prophecy is not fortune telling. Okay, we're not going to give you the winning lotto numbers. Okay. But prophecy is more speaking to an understanding and giving insight to what God is currently doing. And with that will come some guidance and instruction on what he wants you to do, so that you have understanding, and so you're getting encouragement and you're getting guidance in your situation. I remember, for example, going to Reading and for the conference that I go to up there every year. And for a couple of years, I got prophetic words about I was going to be writing. This was 2 years before I started writing these articles that I write now. I never would have dreamed that. And so when it didn't happen at first, it was kind of like, oh, I think they blew it on that one. And then the next year I got it again. I thought, okay, I'm getting it again. You know, that's significant. And then the pandemic hit, and I started writing articles. And again, when I started writing them, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is that prophetic word. It was just like, we've got this situation going, I need to do this. But the response to them has been more than I would have ever expected. And after a while, I went, wait a minute, did I get a prophetic word about that? Oh, yeah, okay. You know, and so it's those kind of things. And so these things will encourage us in how to follow what God is doing and to guide us in what we're doing. But the other thing is that sometimes God will speak things to us that maybe we've lost sight of, things we need reminding of. I'll give you another example here, kind of have to adjust this example a little bit, but when you look at the story of David and Bathsheba, okay, you know, Nathan the prophet comes to David, he's caught up in adultery, he's really lost sight of what he's doing, he's, you know, and because he's so caught up in it. And the thing about the prophet comes to him and tells him this story. And then he tells David, you're the guy in the story. And in that moment, it snaps David out of his denial, out of his not realizing what he's been doing. And immediately, he goes to a place of repentance. And so what I'm not saying is, you know, God is not going to, with these words, reveal all your deep, dark secrets and embarrass you. Okay, he's not going to reveal all your secret sins. But sometimes God will speak things to us prophetically that we have lost sight of, that we need reminding of. It's to encourage us. So don't be afraid that we're going to call out something that you don't want anybody to know. Okay? It's God is always going to do things to encourage and to build up. Okay? 1 Corinthians 14:24 and 25 says, "But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or an ungifted man enters, he is convicted by all, he is called to account by all, the secrets of his heart are disclosed, so he will fall on his face and worship God, declaring that God is certainly among you." So again, he won't embarrass you. He won't expose all your personal private things, but he will do things to encourage you. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 says, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterances with the laying on of hands by the presbytery or by church leaders." And so, you know, as I said, you know, today is we're still kind of in Christmas mode here. And so this is kind of inviting God to come and give us the gift of a prophetic word. And again, it's to encourage you of what God wants to do, of what he's doing with you. And of course, in 1 Corinthians 14:1, he talked about that we would all prophesy, which means even though we've got some people that we've talked to about, you know, kind of getting ready, you know, it doesn't mean that God wouldn't give some of you a word, okay? Because this is something that God gives us. And so you may not just get a word from someone, God may give you a word for someone. And the thing about it is, when you get a word, God sometimes gives people things in pictures. Not everybody hears the same. And so some people see in pictures. Like, for example, when Shandy comes and prophesies, if you notice, a lot of times when Shandy gives a prophetic word, he says, "I saw this." And so sometimes God gives a picture, and then God gives the interpretation of that picture, what that means. And so he'll start out with, "I saw this, and I feel like God is saying this." And so sometimes the word looks like that. So sometimes you may get, you know, a word, but sometimes you may get a picture first. And you kind of start out with the picture, and then you kind of jump out there with what he feels like he's telling you, if he's given that. Or he may give the interpretation to somebody else what that means. And so Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 through 13 says this, and I'm just about done here. It says, verse 12, "For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." And so, in giving out words today, we are relating what we feel that God is saying, what we feel like we're hearing, to an individual that God wants to speak to through a word given. Now, what happens if, say, for example, you don't get a word? Well, that doesn't mean God didn't speak to you, because sometimes God will give a word to one person and it will encourage two or three other people. In other words, even though this person got the word, that word may be for you too. So if someone gets a word and it resonates with you, it may be for you too. We got it for a person, but God is saying it's also for you and you and you. So if you don't get one and go, "Oh, I got passed over," you may not have gotten passed over. One of the words given may be for you too. So before I pray and kind of pray an impartation over us, do you have anything you want to add? Oh, you will. Okay. All right. So I want to pray a prayer of impartation on us, because, like I said, you know, Paul said, "I wish that you would all prophesy." And so Father, I just pray, Lord, as we enter into this part of our time together where we're worshiping and prophesying and speaking your word, Father, I just pray for the spirit of prophecy to land on each and every one of us, God. I pray that whatever you want to do in this time that you would do. God, I pray that if you want to use a person to give a word, I pray that you would give them that word. And I pray, Father, that you would break off all fear of getting up and saying something in front of people, fear of being wrong, all these things that would hinder us, Father, from stepping up and stepping out that you would just break all that off, Father, and we would do things in a spirit of love, but also in boldness. And I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Come have your way. Amen.
If you've been to one of our prophetic call-outs before, you're used to people lining up here, and then I'll take turns. I'm more of a free-flow kind of guy. We will have people who have been on teams, have been in the training, but it is open. So if you're out there, let's see, did you get prophetic? If you think God might speak to you today, even something new, there are guidelines if you're not sure. One of them is that if you stray a little bit and start teaching or adding to it, there'll be somebody to help you along. So don't panic and think, I'm going to mess it all up. There'll be some gentle help. So if you think you have something, the other thing is you might not think it's complete. Well, it isn't the whole story. Well, prophetic words can be like that. It's just a little bit. So keep it short and just give the word. Don't add what you think it might mean. Just give the word. And there'll be somebody else to add to it. And the focus today is on people, individuals, sometimes on couples. To give a word that God has for you. But if you have a word for the church, a word just in general, that's okay too. Same applies. The other big thing is we're not going to have a set time, one time. We're going to mix it up with music. So there'll be Bible reading, prophetic words, another song, and we'll do that. So it could get confusing because we have the singers up here and then we don't, but bear with us, have mercy. Okay, first reading, Dan. Yes.
Are you planning to ask for feedback on prophetic words?
Feedback on prophetic words. I think I'll let Jim handle that at the end if he wants it. Generally, we don't. We just give it, and we don't, you know. The impact might not be for months later, as he said. But if you want to say how this meant, it won't be right away. You can always come afterwards and tell somebody. That sound good?
That sounds good. The other half of that is if you feel like you've got a word that is just, you know, a few planets off, okay, let's start with we make mistakes. Everybody in this room is a human. Everybody in this room makes mistakes. We have been known to blow it. Not usually seriously, but we have been a few planets off. And the other thing is if you really got something and you feel like it was really wrong and it's bothering you, then talk to one of us who've been, okay, Raylina was on the teams a long time. Jim was on the teams for quite a while. Fred was on the teams from the beginning to the end. Larry was on the teams for a while. He doesn't give words very often, but he can certainly address the problem if you feel like you've got a really bad word, and let us help you with that.
If you have a word and you think, I'll just give it where I am, remember, there'll be a recording for the person. So it'd be nice to be at a microphone.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son. She shall call his name Emmanuel.
Well, let's do the next verse, which is Numbers.
Numbers 24:17. I see him, but know not. No, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Moab, and tear down all the sons of Zeth. I have no idea what it's about.
It's a prophetic.
Thank you for the commentary with it, yes.
No.
Prophetic word.
Prophetic word.
All right. Who wants to be first? Relena, I'll come to you.
This is for Anne. I feel like I had a picture of you earlier of you climbing a very large set of steps, stair steps, climbing. And that can be arduous, difficult. It's a lot of work to climb stairs. And I felt like you've been sort of feeling like you've been doing all this climbing and all this trudging and maybe feeling discouraged. But I also feel like God is with you. He's encouraging you. He knows what you're going through and what's been happening. And I see change. I see good changes coming for the new year. I see, I actually just got a picture of you pivoting 180 degrees and going in a different direction and going in a very positive direction where some things that you've been praying about are, God knows what they are, and I really feel like they're coming.
I saw a crown of glory the Lord is placing on your head. You are my child. Anybody else? For Anne. We can have several people. I mean, once we start with somebody, we can keep going on that one person.
Okay. I just got a picture of a jar of bubbles, Anne. Whatever that means, bubbles.
All right. Same person?
Yes. And the bubbles. Because
of
my alarm, I felt like you were reaching the top of something.
Your stairs, the long haul, the strain, this, all of that stuff. I feel like you're reaching the end of it. The bubbles are a lightness that comes with the end of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the bubbles are going to be in you, but I think you're also going to get a bottle of bubbles like from Toys R Us or something, so that, and you can just, because I feel like you're going to run around, maybe physically, hey, I'd like that for you, but you're going to run around waving your bubbles and saying, look what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, for Anne, I just feel like the Lord wants to awaken the giftings that you have, and that, like, you're going to be going into the gym and in preparation and working out, and let those giftings be awakened now. Don't hold back.
Today I'm reading Micah 5:2. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you one will go forth for me to be ruler of Israel. Mm-hmm. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity.
Mm-hmm. Next prophetic word.
Myrtle. What I feel like I got for you is that God loves you. That in those moments of disappointment, that just remember that God loves you. Okay, and I feel like that's not just a word for you, mm-hmm. but I also feel like it's a word for other people in this room that. In the face of disappointments or sadness, God loves you. It's remember that. Remember that. Anne, I saw the bubbles. And the thing that I saw with the bubbles is when kids blow bubbles, I mean, they're just full of color. And I saw the color, and I saw you just, like the kids, just running after the bubbles and just having fun and celebrating. And I feel like this time that they're talking about is a time of celebration. It's a time of fun and laughter. I had one other, but maybe it'll come back to me. Anyway.
Grace. Anything else for Myrtle?
Just Myrtle, God said you're a little kid in a not so little kid body. I believe He has blessed you on the inside with eternal youth. You have a questioning mind and a loving heart. It's the way He made you, and you're the best Myrtle the Turtle that could ever be. You're our only Myrtle the Turtle, thank goodness. That would get confusing. But I believe that God is enhancing your youthfulness. It has nothing to do with what's happening to the house, this house we live in. It has to do with who you are. And He's enhancing your youthfulness. And I want to bless you with clarity of thinking, clarity of understanding, and a great discernment, so that what you hear, you take everything you hear, whether you hear it here or anywhere else, and you take it to in your quiet place, and you say, okay, God, how does this apply to me? And He's going to be right there waiting for you, and you're going to have some great study time.
Well, now that you've seen what we're doing, let me encourage you, if you've rarely or never given a word before, doesn't have to be for Myrtle, but you think something's been bubbling up since Jim prayed for anointing, and you're going to just take that step and give the word. Is that somebody here? Oh, no, not me. Okay, yes.
Dan Dineen was on our teams for years. And I think when Dan started, didn't you used to give three words? Two. Now, we're speaking literally. He would say tree, bullfrog. And God did amazing things. So just because you... The one requirement we have is that your word's got to bless the person. It can't be negative. So if you feel silly because the only thing happening in your head is you're seeing a bush, well, then just come say you've got a bush. The rest of the teams used to jump off of his words. It was, oh, God's crazy.
I'm not going to put this in front of anyone person and put you on the spot. I wouldn't do that, but I'll walk around a little bit. Maybe you'll wave your hand or something.
Yeah, this word is for Myrtle, and I just felt like the Lord has been hearing your intercession, especially in the realm of government and authority, and your prayers are powerful, and continue to intercede in that realm. The Lord hears him, and he's moving in that realm. So I just wanted to encourage you.
Okay, Marilyn, this is for you. I feel like the Lord said He's going to bring you new family. He's going to bring you new family. I kept hearing what you shared a couple of weeks ago, and I just feel like He's saying He's going to bring you some new family. You have family already, but he's going to bring you some new family.
Get that guest room ready.
Okay, this is from Jeremiah 23:5-6. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David's righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
All right. Next prophetic word.
Okay. I just want to say to Marilyn, Marilyn, you are a jewel. You are well loved, and you give, give, give. And you're so much appreciated. God loves you, and we all love you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Fred. I saw somebody. I don't know who this is for. I just saw a blazing fire.
Blazing fire might be added to later. We'll see.
I think, let me start the blazing fire for the church first. Because if you're in a house and it's cold outside and you go in somebody's house and they have a fire in the fireplace and it's warm and toasty and you feel welcomed and you feel at home, and that's what we want here. So I see that first of all as a picture for the church, that this is a place to be mostly warm and toasty, to come in and feel comfortable, to feel at home, and to know that the presence of the Lord is here. So when you go in a house with a blazing fire and a Christmas tree and presents under it, well, we want that presence, excuse the puns, but that presence to be here all the time. So you always feel when you're coming to church that you'll be welcome, it'll be comfortable, and God has something here waiting for you.
Come on.
Something new every time you come in. And then I'll swing it around to Larry and Marilyn, because they're a model of what it means to have an open house and open hearts to people. Some of those people have not repaid them very well. Many have. When they go cross country, they have a place to stay in every... Have you got every state now? but they're a model of the picture of hospitality and of welcoming and of family.
This is not a church of dying embers. The church of blazing fire.
Come on.
Right before you got up, that's exactly what I was getting. I felt that this was a word for the church, and I also felt that this is a word for each of us, that his fire is on each and every one of us. So...
You notice some of us give long words and some just give a couple of words, or I'm one of those.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. Today, at least.
Since you're all talking about fire, everybody needs to be on fire. And what I see is this place filled with chairs, lots of chairs. That the multitudes are coming. I've had dreams about everything.
Dreams, visions, prophetic words. Yes.
I have been getting prophetic words about that for quite a while. So you're you're getting what I've been hearing in other places that I have gone. So this place was packed. Yeah, yeah. And you had a dream a couple of weeks ago, and you saw the same thing. You're getting it again, so that's...
Okay, I'm reading from Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
Do you have a word for us today, Ann? Okay. Here.
She does.
The Lord has been impressing upon me through this whole Christmas season. We've been, you know, reminded of His master plan. He's the Creator, and He just knows everything, prepares for everything. He had a contingency plan, but actually, I'll try and make it very brief and short. Joseph Prince has been doing a series on, the virgin birth and everything. And the Lord is so wise and so good. When He created, you know, us, man, the first man, the first woman, He created, like, when women carry a child, they don't... I know. The way He created us is maintained His... the baby doesn't get any blood from the mother. It comes directly from the Creator. And just His creation and His plan is just so marvelous that... it's just so wonderful how He made us that... He planned for Jesus all along.
Yes, He did.
And just the wondrous plan of God is just... I just wanted to share that. It's just impressed me so much that, you know, His holy Son, He just planned it from the very beginning that nothing could quench it. Nothing can stop His plan and His love for us. And amen.
That direction.
Okay, so let's turn this around a little bit. I want to declare over the church that we will have this vision, that we will come to really understand the reality of what God did in creation, in His death, in His resurrection, and His current rule and reign, and in what's coming in the future. And the future is anything ahead of right this instant. So I declare that this is part of the vision of the house, and it will go into all of our
hearts. Still open mic.
Okay, Roberta. What I felt was God sees all the hard work you do. God sees that even though you feel you're not seen, you may sometimes feel insignificant, that sometimes you feel like you might mess things up. God sees your hard work, and God is pleased with you. And Larry, I got a picture of you laying that floor that you put down in your hallway, but what I got was you're going to be laying foundations for people to walk on.
This encouragement is for Chris, and felt like as we were singing Silent Night, Holy Night, and I, like the star that's kind of shone upon you. And I just wanted to like highlight what you're doing in your workplace, that you are like a superstar in God's eyes, and you are the light in your workplace. And I just felt like, keep praying for your coworkers, keep interceding. There's going to be fruit born out of that. So I just wanted to encourage you.
Isaiah 11:1 says, "Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit."
Word for anybody else? Or a word?
Okay, Renee. What I feel like God is telling me is that just as you have been a good son to your father, you are going to be a father to other people.
I think the Lord has a gift for you today, Renee. So if you put the paper down, just hold out your hand out in front, just like you're going to receive something into your hand. Down, put your hand down a little bit. There we go, all right, like this. Okay, there we go. Okay, got your eyes closed. Okay. Now, anybody else can participate in this too after Renee goes. But Renee, what is it that the Lord has placed in your hands? Talk about on the spot, huh? Take your time. I'm taking a risk even doing this. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, I'll ask others. Do you know yet? Minerals? Okay. What does that mean to you? Hold on to that thought. Anybody else see what...
What did he say?
Minerals.
Minerals.
Yes. I don't know what to do with that. But maybe somebody does. Yes?
Diamond in the rough.
Diamond in the rough. And what does that mean? Anything else you got with that? More to come. Okay. God has given you the beginnings in minerals, and there's more to come, that he's developing this gift. Okay.
I have something. Okay. And first of all, I think it's important that we all understand that we can bounce ideas off of each other.
Go ahead.
And you said minerals. Frank says diamond in the rough. Coal. Coal under an amount of... an intense amount of pressure creates diamonds. And I saw that very, very, very clear.
Did anybody else see what Renee had?
Got the sense it was a log. It's to keep the fire bright and the home warm and toasty, as they talked about a little bit ago.
I saw the precious stones. Each one has a different meaning. And then I saw the I think it's called the ephod, where the priests have the 12 stones, and each one has a special meaning and a special office, you know, just special things from the Lord from them. So it may mean priestly.
God gives you minerals, and she sees precious stones.
Yes.
This is going good.
Quite different, Renee. I saw salt and pepper. Okay. I've been taught a few times by God to state the obvious. You bring seasoning to every situation that you're in.
Good word.
Okay, what I got, because I started to go that same direction, but what I got was, to tag along with seasoning, is impact. And that these other things, the log and the stones and everything, it's you are going to be entrusted with that which is precious, because you will steward it well.
I wasn't sure if when I saw the ephod, if the Lord was just saying it's like a priestly anointing that may, mm-hmm. you know, someone can confirm it. He may be imparting that, or like what the pastor said, that special service, or the whatever, what he said that goes with the priestly anointing.
Okay, hang on to that one. That might be, ask the Lord about that one.
Yes. Does anybody have any feedback on the words you got first of all? Yeah.
I want to thank Pat, because I've always felt like a kid. I've always felt very young for my age.
Anybody else, any feedback on your...
I just want to say, I know it was the Spirit of the Lord moving, you know, from what was shared, particularly for me, even literally, as well as spiritually. So, encouraging that.
Anybody else? Okay. Let me just say this too. The reason for the verses that we read today, the number of you read, these are prophetic verses of the coming of Christ from the Old Testament. So they happened before he came, and that's why we picked them, because they're prophetic and we're doing this prophetic thing today, but they're also about his birth, and so it all kind of ties together. So that's why these verses, there's like, I think it's like 55 verses in Scripture that are called Mosaic prophecies. In other words, that they talk about his birth, his death, his resurrection, hundreds of years before it happened. So, but we focused on the birth because of the time of year today.